welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to this episode of Farm Chatter. Today, we're talking again with the members of our advisory board, Martha and Cheryl, but they have bigger roles in this enterprise than just giving us advice. Martha does some growing for us, and Cheryl does a lot of documenting for us. We're going to have them talk a little bit about how they go about doing that. So, I've named this episode Tater and Picture Talk. So that'll give you a real good handle on where we're going with this one. Where do you want to start, ladies?
Well, I'll take the tater talk.
Yay for taters.
Portion. Since I'm the grower, I kind of think I just fell into it.
Yeah. Let's just back up just a little bit. And Martha used to be the person, now she is a fabulous gardener. She was my mentor in master gardening. So she is a fabulous gardener. But it used to be when you ask her about vegetables, she would say, go to the farmer's market. She didn't grow vegetables. Well, as it turns out, Martha can grow anything. And we have, as you know, we work all of our beds by hand, and it's mostly just me that does the gardening. So that we have one person that is in charge of gardening here. So I don't have an enormous spot that I do myself. So Martha has come on as a grower 2 or 3 years ago, I believe.
3 years ago.
And she can grow the best vegetables. And we have, I mean, sometimes we create frenzy with her vegetables. So I'm going to let her talk a little bit about what she's known mostly for her taters, but there's other things that she grows too. So tell us about what you're growing.
Some of those comments were nice, but a bit overstated.
Oh, never.
I think. But I live in the woods, and without a lot of sun,
I don't know. It's
a little difficult to grow vegetables. But a few years ago, I was able to acquire a little piece of ground in full sun. And so I've just had fun learning to grow vegetables as well as flowers in that good old full sunshine. So I'll try anything. And I'm learning as I go. This will be my fifth growing season. And so I started growing taters and was able to provide some for the Five Feline Farm Farmers Market enterprise. And so the first year they seemed to go over quite well.
Very well.
And so I was a little more intentional in my ordering last year, and I think had a good dozen different varieties.
Oh, at least.
Just to try some of them by name. Some people like white taters. Some people like red taters. Some people like big taters. Some people like little taters. I tend to like the smaller size fingerling or just small potatoes. So that's kind of what I try to focus on. But I like a variety. This year I actually was looking at my orders and numbered 13 different varieties that are in the ground this season. So stay tuned.
Well, one thing I do need to make a disclaimer about is we are in East Central Illinois, and yes, folks, around here they're taters.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
So just want to be clear, we are talking
are
about spuds. Now, what Martha didn't say in these 13 varieties are how many different colors, sizes, flavors?
There are white ones. There are the creamy yellow, most people know in the grocery store, a Yukon Gold. So you've got those gold colored flesh ones. Some of them, like Bluebell, is this pretty white skin, but it has little blue bits of color around the eyes, or Pinto Gold, where you have a bicolor skin. And some of them, then there's Cheshire. Well, really, we have to keep in with the cat thing going on here.
Of course. And that was a favorite last year. It's kind of, if I remember right, it's kind of red with a little white gold. And gold. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And delicious.
And German Butterball.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Who could refuse or resist a potato called Butterball?
Yeah.
Oh, and let me just throw in a tip on German Butterballs. Wash those up nicely. Heat an iron skillet. Put in some butter, a couple tablespoons of butter, a little garlic chopped up. Roll those potatoes around and pop them in the oven until they're fork tender.
Oh,
it
my.
It does not get much better than
I'm getting
that.
Hungry.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And one this year is called Jelly. Oh, my.
Jelly.
Now, how enticing does that sound? And a new one this year is Strawberry Paw, P-A-W.
Oh, my.
Yay,
so stay
paws.
Tuned.
I can't wait to see that one.
I can't wait to eat that
one. Sounds like a photo op to me.
It does.
I bet it is a photo op.
And let me, before we get to the photo op, which Cheryl is the expert in this, one of the really, I mean, clearly Martha is excited about these potatoes, almost as excited as the customers are to receive them. But she digs the potatoes. She does a delivery on Fridays before the market on Saturday, and she digs them right before they come to market. So they are fresh and wonderful and just beautiful. So I just want to add that in.
And that's very much in keeping with our philosophy of small batch, high quality, very fresh. We want to put the best product forward for our customers that we can. So we really appreciate your growing of potatoes for us.
And Charleston thanks you.
Indeed. Greater Charleston. So Cheryl's role in helping and supporting us is really based in her photography skill. And about 3 years ago, we were looking for some really high quality pictures of our honeybees. So we invited Cheryl over, and I'll let her tell this story.
Well, the way I remember it, I was sitting in their living room, and we were talking about this, and I was really excited about just something different, something new. I've never done a honeybee photo shoot before. It sounded a little dangerous, but not too bad. They offered a bee outfit, whatever you call that, that
suit.
You suit up. My bigger concern was, could I get into it? And I did.
No problem.
There's no problem. This is a little snug, but I got into it. Well, the bigger issue was putting that helmet on with the netting, which is important, but then how do you take a picture through that? But we worked it out, and the pictures came out pretty good, and it was a really
best ever
fun time. It was a fun time. It really was.
We've had a lot of compliments on those photos, the quality of those photos, and just the detail that you were able to pick up and your eye for the action and the detail of the honeybees at work. And it was fun looking through those photos afterwards and seeing things that we hadn't seen.
Oh, it's fun for me because I remember asking you, okay, what are they doing here and what's going on here? And we always came up with some kind of an answer. I'm not sure it was always exactly what was happening, but
we made stuff up.
Yeah, we did. But it was fun. And the honeybees are a fascinating piece of creation. And I've just really enjoyed developing an appreciation for them. I didn't have that appreciation. Honestly, I'd swat at them and get rid of them, but not anymore because they could be John and Julia's girls. So I just don't do that.
And I've been in that same position with having to overcome that instinct to swat at bees, It's not a good idea, by the way. And that fascination with the honeybees as a creature and as livestock. Mm-hmm. So some of these photos are available if you would like to purchase some. Cheryl has those out on her Fine Art America site.
I have a few on Fine Art America. I think I have the whole bee shoot on my Smug Mug as a gallery in Smug Mug. So you could just use my name and Smug Mug and you could find more pictures than you probably want to see.
But
Not possible.
And we'll drop a link to that site in our show notes. So look for that. Go out there. We also have some of her work available for sale in the Mercantile when the Mercantile's open.
And we plan to have more of that eventually. I would like to have a whole area that is Cheryl's photography. It is unbelievable. She has a way of capturing nature and seeing nature, and it's just beautiful. So you really need to check her out.
Absolutely. So this is really just a small glimpse of their involvement in the business side. We talked in the last episode about their involvement in the advisory side, but they also have roles in the business and helping to provide product for us. So we wanted to make sure you all got to hear about that. So that's our show for today, Tater and Picture Talk. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
Aloha.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.